Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Michael Kelly, Amy Mark scores with you on a snowy Monday afternoon now. And you probably saw in the news that President Joe Biden blocked the merger of U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel. It was a $14.3 billion merger. The companies have now filed a lawsuit against the U.S. government, claiming that Biden's executive order was signed for purely political reasons. Well, joining us now is the mayor of Granite City. Obviously, steel being a big deal to the community and the city of Granite City, and Mayor Mike Parkinson joins us now. Mayor, thank you for taking time out of your Monday to talk with us.
Yeah, good afternoon on a real snowy, terrible day in Granite City.
I was going to say, how much snow did you guys get up there?
You know, I don't know the totals, but I've been in contact all from the last, 24 hours with my public works department, and it's pretty bad. I mean, the cold weather with the dual bands of snow that came through and ice layered on top, but now the wind blowing, it's really, really making it hard for them to keep the main roads clear. I already see people on social media, when's my road going to get it cleared? Folks, listen, this is a major winter storm. This is the likes of storms that we don't deal with every year. Our guys are doing everything they possibly can to get our roads cleared so that the emergency vehicles can get where they need to get in case of an emergency. And that's really the priority right now. Side roads or not, stay home. I mean, that's what I recommend. Stay home, and unless you're a emergency worker, people need to stay in. It's bad out there.
Yeah, no, I imagine it's, the roads are not great up there. We've been saying, getting reports from people, Highway 70 is pretty bad, and there are major snow medians on Highway 70 with tires and cement and debris in the middle of that, exit ramps, all of that a mess. So Granite City as well, stay home if you can. Well, we've been talking about this merger, obviously the lawsuit, U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel suing the U.S. government, saying it was a political game why this merger was blocked. How do you feel about President Biden's decision to block the nearly $15 billion deal?
Well, listen, I don't know how they can say it's a political game. I think that the current president, Joe Biden, and President-elect Donald Trump are both on the same page with this deal. So I don't know where the politics comes in. When you have the Democrat sides and the Republican sides both saying this is a bad deal for America, well, I don't know what's political about that. This is just in the best interest of the United States. Having a foreign company control the steel making in the United States, in my opinion, is not a good one. And if they have the right intent, fine, bring it forward. This is what we've been saying all along. Tell the American citizens, tell the public, tell the workers, tell these cities what your intent is with the steel manufacturing in this country. We've yet to see any kind of plan whatsoever outlining what the plans are for Granite City or what the plans are for them in general if they purchase this plant. And talk cheap, right? I mean, let's see it. Put it to Congress. Put it in the court proceedings. Let's see it. Bring it forward.
So what's next for Granite City then, Mayor? Obviously, Nippon had some hope that it would keep it open and keep those folks working there. With the administration putting the kibosh to that, you've got to look to the future. What do you see as next?
Well, I don't know. Let me cut you off there because I don't know where you're hearing that. The reports I was hearing back from the union, because one, Nippon's never spoke to me, nor has any executives from U.S. Steel. The union's telling me differently. They're telling me that they were basically going to shut down a big part of the operations here in Granite City, costing many, many jobs. So, clearly we're in the dark. It's a guessing game. So, I've reached out to our U.S. Congress and trying to get a meet with the incoming president to try to get this battle going to at least make them come to the table and talk to all of us and let us know what their plans are. I mean, you know, why keep it all quiet? If you have such great plans and this is such a great deal for America, why are we not talking about what the plans are?
And with the transition that's about to happen with the administrations, do you all have a contact inside the federal government that you're working with to try to find a way to keep this plant going in Granite City?
Well, sure. I mean, I've reached Nikki Budzinski has been a champion on this cause all along. We've been dealing with her mostly. I recently reached out to Mike Bost's office and trying to work with them as well. You know, listen, as the mayor of this town, with this being the biggest industry in my town, I'm waiting for anybody to come work with me. I've reached out to everybody. Like I said, Nikki Budzinski has been the biggest champion for this cause. But, you know, as of yet, I've yet to have a meeting with, like I said, any of the steel industries. You know, the union I've met with many, many times. But other than that, you know, this has been the most backdoor deal I've ever seen.
Interesting. Yeah. I've been following Scott Linsicum. He is he's the vice president of the Cato Institute, which is a public policy research organization, also an economic professor at Duke and with the Dispatch. And he's been following this really, really in the weeds. And he was noting some of the major aspects of this deal. And CBS also reported on one of the features of the potential Nippon Steel purchase would be that the Japanese-based company proposed giving the U.S. government veto power over any potential cuts to U.S. Steel's production capacity. Had you heard about that feature of the deal?
Well, but listen, I mean, talk's cheap, right? I mean, you can say anything you want right now. Until we see things on paper, and until we actually have the facts of the deal, and all these things are worked out, you know, I think it is in the best interest of America for the president to stay in the way. I mean, these things, you can say whatever you want, right? Mm-hmm. You can say you're going to honor the contracts, you're going to honor all the workforce contracts, but once you own it, you know, there's all kinds of things that change. So, you know, until those things are actually worked out and agreements are made and things are done, you know, this deal can't go through. It's been too quiet. It's been, you know, there's a lot of money on the table here, right? I mean, you're talking about an exorbitant amount of money that's been offered to purchase this company. Of course, Dave Burritt and his folks want to see this deal go through. You know, when you're going to get that giant paycheck from this deal, you'll do anything you can to get it go through, and to heck with everybody else.
Just to clarify, too, whether the deal was blocked and Nippon Steel does not buy U.S. Steel, or whether they did buy U.S. Steel, there's no guarantee about the plants right now that you've seen in Granite City remaining open, either from U.S. Steel or Nippon Steel.
That's correct, and I think that's what's bothersome, right? Is that neither side is at the table saying, "Hey, look, you know, if we can get this deal done, this is what it would mean for you guys," or if we get this deal done, we can do these things. Or there's just no talk about that. If you really want the deal to go through, sit down with the leadership, sit down with the city, sit down with you know, the labor unions, and actually get this deal worked out the right way.
And again, this is the reporting CBS News Plus from the Cato Institute and Scott Linsicum. And you had mentioned that none of this was on paper or that you had seen. I mentioned Nippon Steel offering the veto power to the U.S. government for any proposed steel plant closures. Nippon Steel had also pledged to invest at least $2.7 billion in U.S. Steel's union-represented facilities. And with that being the case, would you be open to Nippon Steel if you saw more on paper? Is it more about the lack of transparency, or is it about it going to the Japanese-based company?
Well, it's both. I mean, it is. That's always going to be a fear, right, in people's mind when it's not American-owned anymore. You know, if there's guarantees that can be put in place that are lock solid and you know, that there's no wiggle room around it, right? Every time you sign a contract, I mean, look at the insurance company, right? You sign a contract, and then there's always something in there that's this hidden language that says, but if, right? That's the fear. And you can say whatever you want, but, you know, everybody has to be informed. It has to be the transparency. It has to be all of that. You know, just as I said, talk's cheap. You know, let's sit down at the table, and if this is a good deal for America, then so be it. But right now, there's just that general fear of foreign ownership and the lack of transparency. That, you know, once they own it, they own it, and then you're in long court battles. And the last thing I want to see here in this town, one is the plant to be shut down and not produce steel anymore. This is the best steel being made in the world. Secondly, the loss of those jobs here. Mm-hmm. But thirdly, if they do move the operations out of here, I want this place cleaned up. It needs to be cleaned up for the environment's sake. I mean, Horseshoe Lake doesn't need to be to have all the runoff of God knows what chemicals they've used on those plants. So, you know, I need to see all those things. I want guarantees if they are going to shut anything down that they have to clean this site up, return it to brownfields, and allow us to put new business on top of it.
Mayor, have you been able to speak with any of the steel workers in your area to gauge how they're feeling about this?
Yeah, I've been in close contact with the steel workers unions. You know, quite frankly, they're the only ones talking to me. That's the problem.
What concerns or hopes have they shared?
Well, I mean, they're all concerned for their workforce here. You know, the general talks are that, you know, the production of steel here on the blast furnace side are done, and that, you know, there's a small faction of the plant that they're going to keep open here, but it would mean a significant loss in jobs. So I think they're all concerned.
Mayor, if people wanted to help you in your efforts and the steelworkers in your efforts, what would you recommend they do?
Well, listen, you know, write your congressman, contact your congressman's office and tell him, you know, that this is a matter of serious interest for this region. It's not just Granite City. I've said this all along. It's not just Granite City. You know, these steelworkers make good money. They live in Highland. They live in Glen Carbon. They live in Edwardsville. They live in all these cities where their mortgage is going to be affected. It's going to affect the home rates in those areas for, you know, if these people start losing their mortgages. So this is not just a Granite City problem. It's a regional problem. Start writing your congressman. Start calling them and get them on the ball with this and get everybody moving to make sure that if this deal does go through, if they're successful in their court proceedings, if this deal does go through, that the language is in place to protect these American jobs and protect this industry.
Mayor Mike Parkinson of Granite, Illinois, thank you for your time today. Mayor, I know it's been a busy one, not only with this deal, but also with the weather you're dealing with. Stay safe and good luck as you help make sure people stay safe in Granite City and the roads get cleared.
Yeah, folks, just to remind everybody, be patient with these public works people. They're out there working their tails off, and this is a tough job. And side streets will get done when they get done, but main streets, getting emergency vehicles to where they need to be, are the main priority right now. But we'll get this thing turned around within a day or so. So everybody be safe and stay home if you can. Thanks, guys. You guys always do a great job.
Thank you. That is Mayor Mike Parkinson of Granite City, Illinois. I'm sure we will be talking to him again as this lawsuit between U.S. Steel, Nippon Steel, and the U.S. government continues to roll forward. He is Mike Kelly. I'm Amy Markscores. If you're at home, stay there. But you can text us, 314-436-7900. If it's on your mind, send it our way. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.